The Ticket.
Is this our guy that just got killed?
I think.
No, this is Mac Miller.
Oh, okay. They're all dying. Unfortunately.
They're not all dying.
According to our entertainment
A lot
report.
Of them are.
All right, it's 517 here on Sports Radio, 1310 The Ticket. WFAA Channel 8 meteorologist, Kaylee Dion.
Delkus? Oh.
No, it's Delkus. It's the human being that's going to replace Delkus.
Okay. We've had him on enough.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. We'll meet the successor.
Okay.
But in the meantime, Bob, you brought this up, and we have some little prod music going on in this segment, because you brought this up like day one to me, and I found it weird.
What's that?
That there are people driving around listening to you in the afternoon that may not have ever heard you before. You brought that up, and I'm like, what?
It's weird.
How?
It's a weird experience to work in this very room, on this very microphone since, you know, I guess we moved, but 1998. And then to hear from so many people that literally never heard Noon to Three, and therefore this is a unsettling experience for them to get acclimated to, quote, new guy.
Yeah.
Even though new guy...
You've been here forever.
Been here for a long, long time.
Since your 20s.
Forever is relative in the world of The Ticket, for sure. But yes, a long, long time.
Well, luckily, you had the bright idea to fly in your brother Bill to answer any questions that we had concerning you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Bill Sturm.
He's here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is not a bit.
No.
Bob has a brother. His brother's name is Bill.
That's me.
Very generic white names, Bob and Bill.
Now, Bill, you are how old?
I am 42.
So you are 5 years younger than your brother.
It's true.
And what is your, where do you reside?
I live in Hickory, North Carolina.
Fabulous. Now, you ended up there because of your service in the military?
I'm an Army reservist.
Okay.
But coming up on 20 years, but I'm actually a pastor, and I was in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay.
First for the Army, then to be a pastor.
Okay, so do you consider yourself Army first?
It's hard to say.
Pastor
when
first?
I have to think about both.
When putting your title on applications, do you put pastor or major?
I put neither, because both of them get responses that I don't find favorable.
Fair.
Now, Bill's been hanging out here the last couple of shows, and you seem like a very chill pastor slash potential lieutenant colonel.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You're very laid back.
It's true.
Maybe more laid back than your brother.
It's only because I'm not super comfortable with all things sports. Not super. I mean, I don't really have much to...
That's okay.
Yeah.
So you saw him as an older brother. He was obviously obsessed with everything. Like a lot of the people that work here, we grew up sports nerds and obsessed with everything. You didn't follow in those footsteps.
Well, referencing the Dukes of Hazzard conversation from yesterday, we were limited in what we could view on TV.
Yeah.
Sports and news. Bob picks sports.
You pick news?
I don't know that I picked news. I think I picked Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay.
Yeah. To reset that again, if it's a new audience, we grew up in a pretty, pretty conservative household. And at the time, it was in vogue to be very frightened about the television. The television probably is evil. And the best way to make sure the evil doesn't get to us is to not have one. And my parents didn't go that crazy. But they definitely reeled in the television, and I was, man, you might have been like zero when this all started.
You were young.
You were born into it. I remember like kindergarten, seeing the TV put into the closet and only brought out on special occasions sort of thing.
Oh, it wasn't even
there
on a regular basis? Like, they couldn't just leave it off?
No, you know, it was the late 70s, and I don't know why they made that decision, but I even remember being down converted from like a reasonable color TV down to like a 13-inch black and white.
That's right.
And then that would only get out if, like, the Packers were on or
right,
something.
Right, it's on a bar stool.
Yeah.
Next to the, well, I don't think we called it a bar stool.
No, certainly a stool.
Get the whiskey stool.
Certainly not a stool that would be found in a bar. We would not sit on something like that.
Now, Bill, we've heard the stories about your parents and music as well, that there were several record, like, what do you call those? The record burns or whatever,
yes,
where you go take the bad records and you throw them in the fire?
One, yes.
Do you remember doing that too?
Yes. Yeah.
And they would get your records? Or did you guys, if you weren't allowed to watch TV, I can't imagine you had a bunch of risque records.
I mean, what does risque mean? Just not.
Like Night Ranger or something?
No, just not religious would be the other.
Secular.
Like, yes, either you're listening, and I think
you're listening to Petra or David Meese or Patty. See,
that might not have been Bob, but that was definitely me.
Yeah, you were conforming to the proper music of the day.
Sort of. I mean, Christianese, but not nearly strict enough.
Yeah.
So we had burning parties man, how do you say this? I mean, we were encouraged, not by our parents, but by our church. We were encouraged to get rid of basically any music that had any syncopation in it, if you can imagine. Any
wow.
kind of rhythm. Yeah.
So do you remember?
Thank you.
Do you remember both of you record specific that you were like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get rid of Motley Crue.
I love Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast.
Now, again.
What a terrible day.
Now, again, as our age is far enough apart that I think he's probably observing what I was going through. And then I left for college, and I have the dark spot in my history of him from, like, seventh grade on, because I was out of state.
That's true.
But I definitely remember, yes, sorting through the music and being like, okay, I can burn that one and that one. Let me save this one over here and this one over here. Yeah, absolutely, of course.
What was the one that stung you the most? Do you remember?
No, I would just, like, hold on to...
You would hide them?
Yeah, I wouldn't burn all the good stuff.
Okay. You remember the ones you kept.
Like, yeah,
because you
title.
Did this
absolutely.
Too, Danny. Didn't you have burning parties?
Oh, yeah, I got all high on Jesus after church camp and came home and annihilated everything.
Burn?
All of it.
And everything?
Then, yeah, then the youth director was like, hey, man, you can still rock and be a Christian. I'm like, all right, cool. And then here's a guy with a flipping keytar. I'm like, no, this doesn't work. First thing I went out and bought was Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast.
You weren't into Striper?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a little bit. They weren't. They were frauds, though. I'm talking about, like, Resurrection Band.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one. I'll tell you, look, no offense to anybody in that room, but I got to be honest with you. Satan, he rocks. He does.
Allow me to be clear. I think other than Russ Taff, Russ Taff, do you remember?
I remember all of it, man.
Okay.
I Still Believe, right?
I Still Believe, which was in the vampire movie.
Yeah, Lost Boys.
Lost Boys, yes. And I'm like, dude, okay, this one's okay. I can go with this one. Uh-huh. This one's fine. All right, so then that's the one you would.
But it had to do with vampires.
Yeah, I don't know how that song got into that movie. I mean, it's...
Irony?
It's a good song.
Well, it is a good song.
I believe it'll be up at the next break if I know these guys.
And back then, that was when, like, Amy Grant, who nobody liked,
right,
at least friends of mine.
She crossed over.
But she crossed over.
Yeah, man.
And
we're talking about music genre here. That's it, I think, on the crossover thing.
The pop and whatnot?
Yeah, she went secular. Yeah.
Right. She did.
Yeah, yes.
And I think kind of lost both audiences a little bit, mm-hmm, right? Like, mm-hmm, the idea was, okay, I'm going to bring them together, and instead, I don't know.
Well,
I don't have any idea.
Not only that, but she did something kind of taboo in the Christian world, right? I mean, she got a divorce, right?
Oh, she did.
She hooked up with a country singer. What was his name? I can't remember.
No
Vince
clue.
Gill, Vince Gill, I think.
Yeah.
This is Bill Stern, Bob's brother, with us. Now, Bob was a big basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember going to all his games and stuff when you were a little kid?
Oh, yeah.
And that was a big deal?
Could he dunk?
Right, it was cool. I mean, he was like a stud basketball player.
He was getting close.
He was never in a game.
Yeah.
Never in a game.
Yeah, Bob was my hero when he was playing high school.
Aww.
Did you want to do that? Like, was that like something, or were you not playing sports?
No, I played sports because we went to the same pretty small school. So, I mean, you don't want to be the guy not on the team. That was really bad.
Because, Bob, you graduated with 7 or 8?
8.
How many did you graduate with, Bill?
11 others, yeah.
So
big
12
year,
total?
Big year, yep.
Wow. Now, did you date, like, Bob married the only girl in his class.
This is true.
Did you take that route?
I did date, but I didn't. I married some. I married at 20.
Yeah.
But I didn't marry anyone that I was dating in high school.
Okay. Yeah. Here's another fun fact about Bill.
Can't wait.
Oh, boy.
Bill.
It might be a segment.
Bill's 42. Bill is a grandfather.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I told him, flat out, you need to be on, like, hotgrandpa.com or something like that, or some magazine.
That's a really good idea. I hope,
like,
my wife's listening.
Hotgrandpa.com. Yeah,
he'd win. He's 42. Nah, I mean, he looks great.
Look, he's a snack. There's no question.
Yes. 42 years old and a grandpa.
He, also the Iraq stuff is always interesting to me because I kind of think you were, this is all from memory, I believe you found that the Army was, what was their slogan?
Be all you can be?
Yeah, but
then there was Army of One after that.
Yeah, but one of the slogans was, I forget what it was, but it was you know, take advantage
take a bite
of the situation.
Out of crime.
Well, no. but I feel like everything, like you enlisted, and then everything went crazy with 9/11 and so forth, and the next thing you know, you kind of end up in Iraq.
Yeah.
How many tours?
I've done two officially to Iraq officially. Yes.
Were you married at the time?
Yep. Yeah, I got in the Army at 22, shipped at 23. I had a wife and two kids already.
Wow.
I wasn't really good at keeping a job before that, and I needed something to stabilize me. And so I wish I could say I got in for patriotism, but I got in because I needed a job. I wasn't allowed to quit.
Really?
Yeah.
What were your jobs prior that you were having trouble keeping?
I worked at gas stations, and I was ordained at 20 to be a Baptist pastor. I was just awful at it. And so I had to,
You're like Luca, like skipped college and went right to being ordained.
Well, you know, I was a dad at pretty young, husband pretty young.
Yeah. So you needed a gig. You needed a stable gig.
Yes, and I went to school for a year to be a pastor, and I thought, you know, and I was more lonely than I was trying to be educated to be a pastor. And I met my wife, and we were married 10 months later. And wow. So I quit school. And but when I got in the
see
Army,
kids, you can quit school too.
It wasn't good. I mean, it wasn't a good route. But when I did get in the Army, some good things happened.
It gave you structure.
Yeah, lots of structure.
And now you're looking at 20 years.
Lost tons of weight.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Got you said you were a big guy.
I was almost 260 pounds, which
in high school, were you that big?
No, I was about 225 in high school, but you know, I got married and we were really poor. I mean, I was making $6 an hour. And, you know, pimento cheese, corn muffins, you know, ground beef,
the good stuff,
sweet tea.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Bill, it's been a pleasure, man.
You got to do this again.
Yeah, I know.
How long's he in town?
The problem is he leaves Saturday and then he hadn't been here in a decade, right?
It's been a little 2007. Bit.
Yeah.
I'd love to get part two out of him between now and Friday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe it can happen, Danny. Cross your fingers.
You got ticket stock, man.
We do.
That's true, we do.
Stock.
Everybody love to see Bill at ticket stock. All right, coming up next, the newest meteorologist over at Channel
Thanks,
8.
Thanks, Bill.
The girl that is, she haunts our TV between about 3 and 5 every single day. It is Kaylee Dion. We meet her next.